Racing in Brisbane at Eagle Farm, and conditions there in Queensland are good for the rails out a metre the entire course. Scratchings at that venue here, we can scratch. Well, scratchings are clear in the first race. Race number two is clear. Race three, scratch three, four, eight, nine, and 12. In race number four, you can put a line through no runners because scratchings are clear. Race 5, scratch 10. Race 6 on the program, as my computer just continues to freeze, you can scratch the 8, 9, and 10. Race 7, scratch the 7. And race 8 is clear. And race 9, you can scratch the 8, 9, and 13. Bart Sinclair, thanks to the BRC, joins us now to go through his best bets and also a quaddie. Good morning to you, Bart.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Terrific meetings at Flemington and Randwick today. I can't say the same about the quality on show at Eagle Farm, but there's nine winners there, so we'll have a shot.
All right, mate, where do we start with your specials?
Yeah, this looks pretty foolproof. Race 3, number 1, Leadership Spill. Very heavily back first up. Had the rails gate, just went bang, won the jump and led throughout and walked in. Up a bit to weight, 60 kilos. I'm never really quite as concerned with weight increases at the shorter trip. So I think you win again, just bound to the lead here, race 3, number 1. Race 4, number 6, She's a Boss. I've been with her two runs back. Both were at 1,200, and things went against her, mainly tempo, and I'm a little concerned about the small field here, 1,400 at Eagle Farm, but I've got to go with her. I think she's ready to go up to the 1,400 metres here. Just hope there's a little bit of speed on, but she has got good acceleration. Robbie Fratt goes back and rides her quietly from the outside draw. If he just gets moving a little bit before the turn, I think she'll round them up. Race 4, number 6, She's the Boss. Go to race 9, number 3, Tara Jasmine. And now this is the most interesting runner of the day, a Grafton-trained filly. She's had only the four runs. This time in, she bolted in at Grafton. She ran 1.84, home in 34.18, so she maintained that speed all the way. And she's jumped from a double-figure gate. And Tegan Harrison had to make a lot of use of it. She went to Coffs Harbour in a rich race for all comers, so she raced the older horses, and everything went wrong. She missed the start, and the stewards noted she just stumbled about 200 metres after the start. Instead of being up with the leaders, she was back in the second half of the field. And the winner, Bailey's, which is engaged in race 4 today here at Eagle Farm, came from back with her, and they made their runs together. I thought it was a good effort, second up, 1,400 metres. The top weight's going well, Georgie's Pride, but I think this has got a little bit of something about it. Tara Jasmine, race 9, number 3, and there's been very good money, $3.90 into $3.10. Gareth?
All right, mate, what about a quaddie there?
Okay, we go race 6, number 4, Only Want to Sing, coming from North Queensland form. Impressive win last start, Townsville. I think that's good enough for this race. 6, perfect aim. This stable's in luck, Pat Duffett. This Kate Cowan's riding winners, former Kiwi girl, and the three off here, very handy. So give it a good each-way chance. And I thought 4, Tessark, a bit disappointing last time. Just cramped a little bit for room in the home straight. Maybe that's some sort of an excuse, but I was looking for a little bit more. 2, 6, and 4. Go to race 7. This walked in number 8, Hello Girl, at a midweek meeting at Eagle Farm. Back to last and just rounded them up and won going away by over 2 lengths. So up to 1,800 metres, I don't see that as a problem. I thought 8 to beat 3 start homes, got a very good second up record from the Chris Wallace stable. Stablemate Guys, number 4, and number 2, Couldn't Refuse. You could make a case for a few other runners there. It's a tricky race. 8, 3, 4 and 2. Race 8, Wren's Day. Yeah, look, he's $2.10, something like that. He's so well placed in a class 3. You've sort of got to go with him. But if I was a bookie, I'd think he's a little bit of a business risk. I thought 2 Kubrick never wins. He hasn't won since October 2009. And I think it's only 10 runs. And he sort of had his chance last time. But I've got him in there somewhere. And 9 Red Bloom going very well, 6, 2 and 9. And the last event, yeah, I'll go with Tara Jasmine, but you've got to put in the 1. So just the 2 in the last leg, 3 and 1, Gareth. Go race 6, 2, 6, 4. Race 7, 8, 3, 4, 2. Race 8, 6, 2, 9. And race 9, 3 to beat 1.
Hey, you're a star, Bart. Good luck.
Go on, you, Gareth. Good luck to all the punters.